Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
This is Paul Hawksby.
And Charlie Baker.
And this is the H&J Daily with some of the best bits of this afternoon's show. Well, Kim Kardashian was spotted in a vintage Roma shirt, which led to a KB scramble to try and find one. So, we spoke to the good people at Classic Football Shirts to find out whether celebrity endorsements ever make a big difference.
Yeah, instantly killed the market in it, I think, Paul.
Yeah, but probably. Maybe. Yeah, lost the cred. Also,
a birthday spread, Paul.
Birthday spread for the ages. And we had a bit of a chat, and the listeners got involved, didn't they?
Yeah, some lovely. It was a busy show
a
today.
Yarns.
Very busy,
busy
show.
Yeah. So, here it all is. Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, Charlie.
Good afternoon, Paul. Played five-a-side Monday night. I didn't talk to you about this on Tuesday because we were heavily into transfer heavy. I've seen this. Actually, you were saying the other day, transfers. That was what you were saying. There's a play on in London at the moment called Lemons.
Really?
Which I didn't know if that was up your
street.
What's
it about?
Lemons.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know what it's about, actually.
Okay.
I don't know.
I should find out.
It's supposed
to be very good.
Anyway, that wasn't my point. My point was I played five-a-side on Monday night, and I have noticed there's a couple of lads doing a five-a-side hack that I have never seen before. Oh. It's very good. They're brothers, and they're the best two players, and they always want to be on the same side. Right?
Yeah.
But they're normally split up. One's given a bib. One's on shirts. That's what normally happens. They've started wearing the same colour shirts as the bibs. So they go, oh, it's all right, we've got our own shirt, we don't need a bib.
Oh, okay.
Which means they're on the same. Isn't that clever?
That is clever.
They have definitely worn the orange bibs and they started wearing like a Holland shirt or like. It's clever, isn't
it? So anybody who plays five-a-side wants, and it's mix and match teams, like the guys I often play with on a Friday, if you want to make sure you're in a certain player's team, look at the shirt they are, or look at the bib, or you don't know what bib they're going to get.
Ring first, what are you going to wear?
What are you wearing tonight? You're wearing the Holland shirt. Okay.
It feels a bit like against the game, the spirit of the game.
Would you like some other five-a-side hacks?
That's what I want, five-a-side hacks.
Okay, well, look, we'd love those from you. TalkSport.com/H&J, text to 81089 or tweet to TSHNJ. Moises Caicedo was stood down for a few days after he sent out that message to the Brighton fans and the Boateng. I've had a lovely time, but I'd now like to leave and go to Arsenal, please. Thank you very much, Mr. Bloom, Mr. Barber.
Yeah.
It's been a pleasure knowing you, but I'm off. Oh, yeah, we'll see about that. So they stood him down for a few days till the window closed. And fair play to him. He went back and trained yesterday, and all the signs are. He trained well. But a couple of things. It leads us into awkward returns.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever been in that situation where you've had to return and you thought, oh, it's going to be a bit awkward going back? So let us know about those, the awkward Caicedo-like returns. TalkSport.com, text 81089 or tweet to TSHNJ, TSHANDJ. And it also leads into what Quinny would call cultural fox pazzes.
Okay.
Because there's two things there. If this was an English player, I think they would probably have printed off his statement, thank you, I'm off, stuck it on his locker when he turned up at training.
Yeah, definitely.
And all the boys would be saying, hello, Moises, it's lovely to see you. Wasn't expecting. But you've got to be careful because sometimes culturally that doesn't play well. For a mate of mine lived in Barcelona and he'd only been there a short time. But, you know, spoke enough Spanish to get by. And one of the guys in the office came in, haircut, you know. And everybody just looked at him and said, morning. And off went my mate, giving him the full, where'd you get that done? Marks and Spencer's.
Oh,
look
nice.
At the state of that. You do, you know,
haircut.
It's yeah. haircut. Yeah, yeah. And everybody was just completely horrified looking at him. The bloke standing there saying, why are you saying this? Why are you being so horrible? And they're saying, yeah, why are you? And he's like, well, in England, he said, in England, what we do in Britain, someone has a haircut. You go, haircut, haircut. And they're looking at him like, what sort of nation is that? What sort of ridiculous country is
this? It is a daft
cultural fox, Paz. Yes. Mate of mine used to work for, used to make sort of 1624 track tape machines, engineer.
Oh, yeah. Lovely.
And he'd worked in Japan for a few years and spoke pretty decent Japanese, and he was at a trade show in Germany, and a couple of Japanese guys from a rival company, they didn't know him, came round, started looking at a machine he'd worked on, started pulling it apart, saying it doesn't do this, it doesn't do that, while he's standing there. So he, in pretty decent Japanese, said, well, actually it does do this and it does do that. The look of horror on their face that they take, and they judge that he didn't speak Japanese and they could say what they liked.
Yes.
So they apologised profusely. They were in bits. They were really embarrassed. But the British response to that, of course, is to laugh it off. And he's almost saying, lads, don't worry about
it. It's fine.
But they thought he was laughing at them. It was like international incident. It all kicked off. Cultural fox pairs. So,
we'll have a few of those
as well. Neither of them sporting, but we'll have a couple of those. Talksport.com, text 81089. Tweet TSHNJ, which fits into old Moises Caicedo. Interesting for any of the Brighton lads what they did say when he rocked up yesterday.
It's embarrassing when you've asked a come and get me plea.
Yeah. And I'm sure they just put an arm around his shoulder.
Come and got you.
I'm sure they said it's all okay. It's fine, you know, so it wouldn't be a problem.
Exactly.
But anyway, do let us know. Charlie, if the bibs are orange and the brothers are orange, you should take a different coloured bib for one of them. That'll wipe the smile off their face, says Kev. That's a decent point, Kev.
Yeah, you can't. You know, they are bigger than me as
another five-a-side hack from Pete in Rochdale. Yeah. Wrist strap. Can't go in net. You're welcome, he
says. Well, I judge people who don't go in net.
Yeah, okay.
I'm like the in net police.
So you can just
five aside.
So you can just turn up with one of those little things. Oh, I've got a sprained wrist.
Yeah, that's out of
just
order.
Just put that on. You never have to go. Can't go in goal.
Is that
lads.
Why Jamie Vardy plays up front?
Yeah,
is that why he wears that wrist strap so he doesn't have to go in goal?
And five-a-side hack we play at 7 p.m. says Paul in Basingstoke each week. So once we've picked teams, we warm up at the end with the sun behind us, so it's not in our eyes.
Whoa.
As it sets. Only required April to September, of course. Yeah, we sometimes play under lights. I mean, that doesn't have lights both ends, but the old you go up for end and the lights gets in your eyes.
We play 9 till 10 at night.
Oh wow, blimey,
it's too late.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Paul Hawksby, Charlie Baker here on Talk Sport. Connor's been in touch. Went off sick the day after Chelsea won the Champions League. Everyone knew I was hungover. But I had to keep up the story of me getting locked out of my house in my dressing gown.
Oh, no.
Was roasted on my return to work. This is the awkward of returns. Moises Caicedo had to go back to training yesterday at Brighton. And wonder what sort of reaction. He must have been thinking, yeah, a little bit awkward after sending out that statement. They didn't think they'd see him again. What else we got here? Five-a-side hacks. Always have a keeper, anorak. On team, we have a Darren. He actually loves going in goal.
Yeah.
Won't come out and likes to dive on any surface.
That's gold dust.
Every team needs a Darren, says Andy and
Darren Cumbria. Is gold dust, isn't he? Yeah. If you've got someone who wants to go in, you don't need the goalkeeper police.
Come on, I've been here for 5 minutes.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, in a minute. Yeah, just
new keeper for Bibs.
Wait till the ball goes out.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Cheltenham Festival next month. Alan. I can't wait, as he always says. How many more sleeps? Well, we'll be there as well, bringing you the shows as we always do. And Charlie, you'll be down,
adding
your colour out
all
and about.
All the colour.
Chatting to the punters and the stars.
Remember last year I chatted to a bookmaker on the course.
Yeah.
And I asked if he was around, the actual one, and he wasn't there, Paul. Mm. And he just absolutely couldn't be there, if you get my...
Oh, okay.
And I asked
him. He can't make it. No, he can't talk to you.
No, he absolutely can't make it.
I can give you a phone number, but it depends if he's got the mobile phone that day.
Exactly.
Anyway.
That didn't make it to air that day.
No, that didn't make it to air. But no, Andy and I will be with you. Lots of live racing, of course, with Rupert Bell and Lizzie Kelly from the Cheltenham Festival, the middle of March. What else we got for
difficult
you?
Difficult returns we were doing, Paul.
Yeah, difficult returns. Know. This is Moises Caicedo. He's had to go back to training at Brighton when he basically said he wanted to leave the club.
Mike in East Yorkshire, lads, about 10 years ago, a cousin of mine took a job as a promoter in Ibiza to live the dream.
Beautiful.
After multiple Facebook posts announcing her departure, slating how terrible the UK is and how she won't be coming back. She was back a week later.
Oh, no.
Having discovered the club she'd taken a job at was yet to be built. She ended up having to stay in a hotel for a week until she could get the next flight home.
Wow.
Needless to say, we've not let her forget it. My wife was once, she worked in a temp job once.
Yeah.
And she said she was there on, like, on someone's last day, you know.
Yeah.
And they had and they called everyone round, and we've had a whip round for Sharon, who's leaving.
Yeah.
And Sharon, we know you're off travelling, so good luck with that. We've had a whip round, and we've bought you this, and they pulled out this like 60-litre rucksack they bought. You know, one of these massive rucksacks.
Well, yeah.
We know you're off travelling, so good luck to you. We hope this will help. And she went, well, I'm going to Magaluf for 2 weeks.
She's not off to Kathmandu then.
She's not like doing a round the world interrail.
Wow. So Magaluf for 2 weeks.
Still, you get, she's just going on holiday, and
she
then
get plenty in the old backpack. I bet that went back to Millets. She bought herself a
stood
Parker.
Stood there with his human size rucksack. Yes, as a big thank you very much.
You get your tent on the back of that, your sleeping bag. I'm staying in a hotel.
I'm all very inclusive. Good. I don't need it.
Millsy in Devon says, we moved house in July and we never really told the neighbours and just sort of sneaked out and left. We still own the old house, so it's always a bit awkward when we have to nip back to sort anything out.
Yeah, what a nightmare.
You're back. Oh, yeah, thanks for saying goodbye after 15 years.
Yeah, you've got to go. You can ghost out sometimes. It's nice to ghost out. I always ghost out of a party.
You just
leave without
you don't make
goodbye.
The big, I'm leaving. Imagine, I think you'd be a bit like that.
Nah, it takes hours. Takes hours if you do that. Just
go.
Yeah,
it does. No, I think that's
just
right.
Just go, Paul.
Just
no one cares.
Out.
You're going to see him again
make
anyway.
A run for it. Talking of which, awkward returns. Where's this? We hadn't had one about this. Where's it gone? Blimey, I can't find it now.
Is this a bunch of us? We're having a lads' weekend away at my mate's apartment
in Switzerland. It wasn't, but feel free to carry
that
on.
One.
Yeah.
We were at my mate's apartment in Switzerland. Two of us got back late and the rest to find the place in total darkness. I went upstairs while my mate stayed outside for a smoke. The next morning, we woke up and he wasn't there. A bit later, he came in and he said somehow he'd gone into the wrong apartment and he'd slept on an old lady's sofa downstairs. She'd slept through the whole thing and not noticed. There we are. Oh, wow, no, that's nice.
What about this? Yeah, Danny says, five-a-side hacks. When picking the teams for seven-a-side, and it's old men's football, and you've got 13 players sign up, always put yourself on the team with six players because there is generally someone's 18-year-old son ready to step in and make up the numbers to be the seventh on your team. Some young legs.
You need that.
You want young legs, don't you, when oldies are playing football.
Do all the running for you. Yeah, that's exactly how it
so
works.
So keep your stories coming. Talksport.com, text 81089, tweet
five-a-side hacks. We've had some very good five-a-side
hacks. Big Owl says five-a-side hacks. Turn up 10 minutes late. So at the end when everyone's flagging, you've still got plenty left in the tank.
Oh, that's no good.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
What a story there from Jeremy. You know, yeah. You don't have to wear a suit on the last day. Gold Cup Day. It's going to destroy the short jacket industry.
Oh, yeah.
You won't be able to buy a tight short jacket.
Those tight trousers.
Yeah.
Oh. Jeans and trainers. What's Rupert Bell? I'll be furious.
I think ASOS do most of their business 2 days before Gold Cup Day at Cheltenham. I must get myself a very leery, tight, short jacket suit.
Yeah, there we are for Gold Cup. What do you think? Do you like a dress code, Paul? Do you think you should have a dress code everywhere?
I don't know. You get great tales of people flouting. We haven't got time to do it justice, no. But flouting the dress code quite spectacular.
Yeah,
so. Have you ever flouted the dress code, Charlie?
Probably.
Almost
probably,
certainly.
Yeah.
Just
black
tie. Top of your head.
Never quite sure what you meant to do with black tie.
A cultural fox pass. Andy Smart, ball runner, comedy store player, Farnborough fan, commentator, friend of the show.
He won the 50-50 the other night. I saw on his Twitter.
Oh, did he really?
Won the 50-50. Never won the 50-50. All the football I've been to, Paul.
Just explain to the boys and girls what the 50-50 is.
50-50 is you 50-50 draw. Yeah. You buy a ticket.
Well, we don't have these at Tottenham. We don't have a 50-50.
You do
well, when
well,
you've got 62,000 people, it's quite hard to have the 50-50
you
draw.
You want to get into it.
So, what do you win?
You don't have the 50-50. Well, you're missing out. You win half the money. Half the money, you get half the money. The club gets the other half.
Yeah.
I've never won it once. I always buy a 50-50
ticket. I'd love to see Daniel Levy's would be the 75-25. We ain't getting the 75. Anyway, Andy says, in the Rapingi bar in Tokyo, his fellow comedy store player and comedian Steve Frost saw a bell hanging over the bar and rang it. He was told, when you do that, you have to buy everyone in the bar a drink. They accepted our apology for not knowing of the tradition, and otherwise would have been stuck with a 450 quid bill. I don't know if it's as common, but like years ago when I was in a band, we did some gigs for the army over in Germany, the early 90s, and we were in the sergeant's mess having a few drinks after the gig, and they had a bell. And they'd ring the bell, and whoever was there would get the round in for the whole mess. And we're thinking, blimey, that's an interesting system. Everybody, but nobody seemed to get away from the bell. So they bought us drinks and drink. And so end of the evening, we're not having it. The band rung the bell. And we got around, it came to about £7.50.
That's what it was. Oh, right.
Army prices. But maybe it's a more common thing you think. Anyway, let's
move
on.
Normally when you ring a bell, you're telling people, we're clear of the green.
That's it. Now... you may have seen this picture. I certainly did. Because, it's Kim Kardashian. She often makes the papers. When it's football related, even more so. She was wearing a retro Roma shirt. She's walking. It was the 97-98 Roma shirt. And you look at it and you think sort of Totti or whatever, or Cafu or whatever along the way. But it's gone viral. Off the back of that, people have been searching like mad to see where they can find one. Well, let's hope the good people at Classic Football Shirts had a few
out the back.
Or a few million in. Gary Beaton from Classic Football Shirts joins us now. Are you, Gary?
Hey, Gary. Hello.
Is this a rare shirt? Is this one that, this old Diodora shirt, do you get many of these in?
Is it a real one?
It is a real one, yeah. So, I mean... It's one of them. I mean, years ago, you used to see more of them around. And then, 1997 is quite a long time ago now. So there's less and less of them and they become rarer. And I think we maybe had one or two in last week, but I don't think that they're here anymore.
Yeah, 2.3 million searches over two days because she wore it. I mean, have there been other examples of celebrity endorsements away from football or sport where suddenly thought, why does everybody suddenly want that shirt?
It has happened before, yeah. There's a pink Juve shirt from 2015, 2016 that quite a few celebrities were spotted in. Drake, the rapper, kind of made that quite famous, and Jonah Hill as well. But I think this one's even kind of more surreal because obviously... they're worlds that you're not expecting necessarily to collide.
No,
I wonder why she liked it. I mean, was it the colour? Was it? I don't know what it was. She's a massive Roma fan. She probably couldn't do a great. probably couldn't do a quiz on the team that year, could she?
I was going to say, yeah, she was a big fan of the Zdenek Zeman's attacking philosophy at Roma that year. I think, I mean, this isn't the first time she's been spotted in a football shirt in the last few weeks. She was wearing a PSG shirt from the early 2000s just after Christmas. So I think it is a stylist thing. And certainly football shirts have kind of grown into that area. I think more because there's a big focus on 90s culture with streetwear and things like that. So the oversized logos and the kind of what were once, I guess, classified as garish patterns are now fashionable for those reasons. But still, we were definitely baffled, I think, at I saw that image.
If I know hipster football fans who like rare shirts, this will completely make this shirt. No one will want this shirt.
Yeah, it's
absolutely killed that shirt now, hasn't it?
Yeah. On the one hand, you've obviously, you've exposed the vintage football shirts to this whole new market. But on the other hand, it's, not everybody's a fan, of course. So it's a difficult one.
Would you let her have a kind of trolley dash in your shop in London if she came in and said, give me an hour, 7 till 8 in the evening after you've closed, just Kim going round saying, have you got that Spurs brown one? Would you do that for her if she's listening? I know she's a big TalkSport listener.
I mean, why not? Get her prepared for Cheltenham races now there's not a dress code.
Yeah. What do you get most asked for when people come in? Is there one team that dominates?
It varies, to be honest. I mean, it's like I said, you look at even the history of Roma shirts, for example, and any collector or fan would tell you that there are other standout Roma shirts that are probably much more popular with collectors or football fans. Like the early 2000s Kappa ones that they won the Scudetto wearing a kind of ones that resonate more, but it's not always about that. I think the thing we've learned as the years have passed by and the interest has grown in retro shirts is that every shirt means something to somebody, and that can be wildly different depending on who you support and who you're a fan of.
Well, if you've got a lot of shirts left in the warehouse, one you want to shift, just send it to Kim because she only has to put it on for 10 minutes.
You want that brown Spurs one, do you, Paul? Is that why you bought it up?
No, I just remember. It's quite
floating it out.
It's
there.
Quite a rare kit. It was a short-lived special. Robbie Keane. That's that old game that we all play, and you see it on social media. You see a shirt, and you see one. There's one. It's almost like a word association, isn't it? You see that one player in it.
But this is a good point, actually, Paul, the NUFC fan, is because I'm trying to bring back the grown men wearing full kits.
Yes.
That's one of my things.
Good luck with that.
I wonder if she's got the shorts and socks as well, because that's the complete look. Do many grown men wear the full kit these days?
Not
really.
It happens. I mean, there's a terminology that's.
And I'm very aware, very aware of the terminology.
Maybe on a stag do, I think you see that kind of shot at the airport, don't you, where they're in the rivals' full kit. But I mean, the Diodora shorts and socks to that one are.
Are they quite sought after? They'd be difficult to find. If anybody can find them,
Kim in the shin pads, Kim pair of old Lotto boots,
pair of Sandicos,
And Kim, when one of her stylists tells you, when somebody says, that's 97-98 shirt and shorts, the socks are 98-99.
They're wrong.
She'd go mad. Imagine the amount of people.
She's crazy about it.
Oh my God! The amount of people who get sacked. Imagine that. Whole stylist department.
The wrong ones.
Wrong socks.
They only play 80s, Joel. It's exactly
that's it. Yeah, sorry, sir. We only play 80s, Joel. Thank you very much, Gary. Good to talk to you.
Thanks for having me. Cheers.
Gary Beaton there from Classic Football Shirts. If you're ever
lovely
in East London, go and check out their store. You can go check out the stuff online. They have some great stuff. But it's an Aladdin's Cave.
I bought a 60s pennant the other day.
United pennant. You're going to exchange it with Fletch for an old 60s Woking pennant.
It's nice. Gone on the wall. Even Mrs. Baker likes it.
Does she really?
It's gone on the wall. Not
in your den, in your sort of talky den, on
the main room. In the main
She's
wall.
A very understanding and, woman, your she wife, loves isn't she?
She loves me very
much. She's a
much.
Martyr. She's a saint.
I think when stuff arrives, it's like, well, where's this going to go?
Yeah.
A lot of stuff turns up. Right. But this has gone on the wall. It's a nice thing.
60s I'll take a photo of it. Yeah. Okay. Can't wait. Anyway, we had Martin Lipton from The Sun on earlier on, and Craig, the Arsenal fan. Every time Martin's on, I live in anticipation of that clip. Well, we are going to play that clip. It was an ill-timed moment, a sound effect. Not a sound effect, an actual sound that popped up during a previous chat we had with The Sun's Martin Lipton. If you haven't heard it before, strap yourselves in.
Yeah, I recognise there's lots of serious opposition. Basically, he got ambushed by not just UEFA and South America, but also Asia. And that was one of the sort of...
Get you every time.
I love it.
Get you every time.
It's just the most perfect sound.
Yeah. Fantastic. Oh, Dance has been in touch. He said, I've had a vision of your band playing those army gigs in the 90s, playing Sex Farm at an at-ease weekend. Well, it wasn't quite like that, Dance, but it wasn't far off. You know, we're big fans of yours, not yours particularly, more of the genre.
They were
not for the British Army, of
Welcome
course.
To the national touring company of The Wiz.
Yeah.
And Paul's band.
Yeah, this is a departure for... didn't do that.
Spinal Tap.
So, thank you, Dance. Birthday spread coming up.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
It's birthday spread time. I hope you'll be playing along at home and keeping us in touch via social media. Talksport.com, text 81089, tweet TSHNJ. Tell us how you're faring and how you think the game's going, whether Charlie's cheating again. It's a simple game.
Someone did accuse me of cheating last night. There is absolutely zero way that I can cheat, Paul.
Okay.
It's filmed, you're sat next to me. Andy's in a different room.
3 weeks ago, there was some S-housery in the match that he's never really looked back from.
Oh, S-housery, that's fine.
It was the turning point of his run
George
of games.
Foreman,
but anyway, we won't dwell on that. 10 birthdays Andy has collated. He has a gag for each one. It's my job and Charlie's job to try and guess how old these people are. Some will know, some we won't. So some educated guesses, some not, much like you if you're playing at home. You get a sense of someone's age from their job, but not always. That's the nature of the beast. That's the skill. And all right, I'm just explaining the rules. Not everybody listens to every word you say, Andy. I know you find that hard to believe, but that's the game.
I've cut it down to five names.
That's the game. So
no room for to do the 10 names.
Of course you have, Andy. You've got room. There's always room.
It's always time.
So, Jeff Peters keeps score. Hello, Jeff. There he is. Yeah, he's back in the nerve centre with his Sinclair.
You're marked.
Yeah. So, hello, Jeff.
Hello, yes.
What's the score?
It is Paul 38, Charlie 20. So Charlie on a roll, three in a row. This is the 93rd official birthday spread.
Here is Sergio Mendes and the great Pele. First birthday, Andy.
Yes, I can't hear Pele for some reason, but never mind. We'll get underway with Mohammed Al Fayed, the owner of the Hotel Ritz and, of course, Harrods. Mm. And he's become a bit absent-minded lately, actually. Oh. I had to get his great friend Lord Alan Sugar to remind him who he was. He said, Mohammed, you're fired.
Hey!
You're fired. You're fired. You're fired.
You're fired.
I knew that was coming.
Charlie, you kick us off. You go first as you won last week. Mohammed Al Fayed.
Mohammed Al Fayed. I'm going to say 88.
I'm going to say it's a big landmark from 90.
94.
Oh, wow. Okay, so Jeff, what's that done to the scores?
Paul 4, Charlie 6.
Okay, 6 out for Charlie, 4 out for me on the guess. Here we go. I'll lead off on this one. We alternate, you know.
Okay, it's the singer-songwriter Laura Marling.
Ooh.
And whenever we meet, I like to annoy Laura with my impression of Boysie from Only Fools and Horses. Marling.
Oh, there we are, Laura Marling. Laura Marling.
Laura Marling.
Alan Brazil, a big fan. Marling.
Marling, Laura Marling. What is she now? She's probably 41.
Ooh. She's younger than that.
Is she?
34.
33.
Yeah. Oh, wow, really? I went a bit old. Yeah, sorry, Laura, if you're listening. She seems to be around for a long time, that's all.
She's young when she started.
Yes, probably was. Child star. What's that down to the scores, Jeff?
Paul, you're 8 out onto 12. Charlie, 1 out onto 7.
Oh, early lead for Charlie. Back to Charlie to lead us off.
Okay, at the risk of doing a bit of a Clive Myrie, it's Olivia Colman, actress, Broadchurch, the favourite, The Crown, etc.
Peep Show,
Yeah, I went to a premiere, actually, of a film she was desperate to distance herself from. I'll never forget her announcement at the start of the film. She said, "What you're about to see is the most stupid, appalling, disgusting and disgraceful exhibition in the history of film."
There we are. David Coleman.
Coleman, yeah.
Battle of Santiago. Yeah, so, yeah.
Joke, that's one pretty. Yeah. That cuts the mustard.
Yeah. I'm going to say.
Yes.
Oh, God. I wish I hadn't sent it to.
Yeah. So you made that mistake again. Disaster. He's going to have a topper for each one. You know what happens. Expect a memo, Jeff.
49.
Yeah. 51.
49.
Oh, okay. Charlie.
Charlie is flying at the moment, isn't he, in recent weeks?
Seven.
Stays on seven. Paul, you're on to 14.
Okay, wow, 50% out.
It can all go wrong. But it's early days.
Here we go.
The heptathlete, Dame Jessica Ennis-Hill. Mm. And it was really embarrassing, actually, when I invited her to Wimbledon last year and our box was full. I had to run around the corporate areas to see if there was room for her. I say, anyone for Ennis?
So, Jess Ennis, 35.
Mm. I'm going to say 39.
37.
Halfway there. So, what's the scores there?
Split the difference. It's Paul 16, Charlie 9.
Fair enough. And then Charlie takes us into halftime with the next birthday.
It's the Guardian writer, George Monbiot. George Monbiot. And we've both got homes in a small French village. And George is always on the catch. Last week, he wanted to use our washing powder. I said, no, mon ami, you're not borrowing Monbiot.
Mm. Okay. Isn't he Monbiot? It doesn't really matter.
memo for Paul.
Yeah, memo to me now.
Me, is it?
Yes, you. To lead off, Charlie, yeah.
I don't know who he is, Paul.
Okay.
So this could be very good for you. 55.
46.
Oh, no, 60.
I thought he was younger than that.
Okay, it's worked out well for Charlie. I'd gone younger. I'm having a bad day today. Charlie's got into me head. I'm going to put the headphones on. I'm like Gerwin Price. I've got headphones on. What's the point?
Ages, yeah.
I'm wearing them already.
You literally have to wear headphones for your job.
Yeah. The mufflers. Anyway, what a sitcom that was. What's the score, Jeff?
Paul, 14 out onto 30 at the halfway stage. Charlie, 5 out onto 14. Incredible scoring from the Baker.
You're on fire. Tell us how you're getting on, listeners at home. Anybody catching you out today? Talksport.com, text 8089, tweet TSH&J, the second half coming up shortly.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
It's the birthday spread. It's half time, and Charlie Baker is in the lead. I find myself on 30 after a pretty indifferent first half. But Charlie, a direct hit in there, finds himself on 14.
14,
so
yeah,
very, very good
pleased.
Performance by Charlie so far. Let's bring in Sergio Mendes and Pelé once again. I'm 20, not bad so far, says Si the Red in North Wales. 27 after 5. Who's Laura Marling anyway?
Oh, yeah. Good Laura Marling. Lovely song she does called Goodbye England Covered in Snow. Very nice.
Nice.
Song.
Mike in Swansea playing live for the first time ever. 29 at the half. 10 out with Al Fayed. Some people think Charlie's cheating. Do you think Charlie's cheating, Andy, or not?
No.
How do you cheat on this game?
Well, you can cheat by reading the
papers. You can read all the papers. You can read all the papers forensically.
Do you think I'm going to do that?
Well, you might.
I doubt it. That's all I'm saying.
You were getting desperate.
Yeah.
I wasn't getting desperate.
So let's crack on with the second half. I'll lead you off for the next one.
I think you overestimate how much I care about this game. Let's go.
Oh, yeah. Now you're winning, you say that.
Oh, yeah.
Let's play those tapes with those.
Yeah, when you have those meltdowns.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. He's 90. He's 90.
Who is?
The George Foreman.
Oh, sorry.
From the meltdown, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I do apologise. Yeah, I can't keep up with all these callbacks for the birthday spread. Right, next one, Andy.
It's the actor and talk show host and producer, Oprah Winfrey.
Wow.
Oprah Winfrey. And I helped solve a slightly embarrassing trumping problem with my patented charcoal tablets. She's now Oprah Winfrey.
Oh, nice. Beautiful. Charcoal
very
tablets.
Nice, very nice.
No one ever
said you were cheating when you were winning every all the time.
No, I know. I know they didn't. I mean, I'm not saying you're cheating. It's obviously bothering you, Charlie. I'm not saying you're cheating. I know you wouldn't do that. You've got better things to do, haven't you?
People are pigs.
All the bloke said was, I'm not saying Charlie's cheating, but he's definitely cheating. He's not cheating. He's just got better at it over time.
He's just got better, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Where old's Oprah? She's got to be... Wow. She's got to be about 68, isn't she? And she's a bit younger than
Oprah. She's a bit when you got me thinking when she was famous in the sort of 90s was her peak chat show,
been
wasn't
in
it?
Mid to late 60s. 68, I'm going with.
I'm with 68. Okay, I'm going to go 90s now.
Do you think?
I'm going to go 71.
She's 69.
Oh, wow. Ooh, so we both played that fairly well. So what's that done to the scores, Jeff?
You've closed the gap very marginally. Yeah. It's Paul 31, Charlie 16. 15 in it, 4 to go.
Okay, Charlie. There's a lot we know this weekend. Is there more we know? Or?
No, I don't think you'll know this person.
Okay.
Aviator Wally Funk.
Oh, Wally Funk, the aviator?
Yes.
Used to drink with him.
No, yes. It's a woman. Oh, okay.
Well, he said he was Wally Funk.
I know Wally quite well. She's an amazing cook and has a fabulous poultry recipe I like to make for the kids. They love it when I do the funky chicken.
Oh, okay. It's the funky gibbon, wasn't it?
And he has a go at me.
Funky gibbon. The funky chicken was a different song.
Oh, yeah. So I meant gibbon.
Yeah, dear,
I had gibbon written down. I read it out wrong.
Okay, Wally Funk.
Wally Funk.
Aviator.
Wally Funk the Aviator.
75.
86.
84.
Oh, there he goes.
Chipping
he's back.
Away. I'm nerdling. I'm Chris Tavray. What's going on, Jeff? What's the scores?
Two out on that one, Paul. So you're on to 33. Charlie, 9 out, but still in the lead on 25. 8 in it.
Lovely.
Okay, I've unfortunately cut the birthday off the next one, so I've got to look it up myself.
Okay.
But I know it, don't worry. I've looked it up. Yeah.
Good job you sent them to him.
I know, that's true. I should have sent them earlier. It's Jermaine Greer.
Oh, yeah.
Jermaine Greer. She tried to persuade Enoch Shawumny to take part in RuPaul's Drag Race. She wanted to see the female Enoch.
Nice, yeah, yeah. Jermaine Greer, wow.
Mm. Is it me?
It's me.
It's you.
85.
Yeah, late 80s, I think. That's where this chair squeaks. I'm going to go older than that. 89.
84.
Oh, okay. So, what's that done with the scores, Jeff?
She's 84. So, Paul, 1 out. Charlie, 5 out. It's 34 to Paul, 30 to Charlie. Okay, 4 in it, 2 to go.
4 in it, 2 to go. Back to Charlie.
Yes. The next one is the pianist, Malcolm Binns. Malcolm Binns. And we played against each other, actually, in a charity match. I had to mark him. Our manager told me, you're on the Binns.
Yeah.
Malcolm Binns.
Malcolm Binns were minus.
What is he, a piano player?
Pianist, yeah.
Malcolm Binns, the pianist.
This is tough, isn't it?
It is. Malcolm Binns. Malky Binns.
80.
83.
87.
Oh, look at that. Yeah, look at that. Stephen fabulous. Stevens.
No, not quite. It's Paul 38, Charlie 37. So, Charlie, you've got to go first on the last one.
Okay.
Charlie leads us off.
She was the Prime Minister of France in 91 to 92. Edith Cresson. Edith Cresson. 91 to 92.
Where are years
as Prime Minister? Yes, 91 to 92, yeah. Prime Minister, French Prime Minister. But she's given that up and she's gone into the finger sandwich business with the former Durham wicketkeeper, Phil Mustard.
Oh, of course she has.
Yeah, it's tough to win from here, isn't it?
So, what do
you
think?
Very tough to win from here,
I think.
What do you think? Here we go. Sorry. 64.
Yeah, I'm not taking it seriously.
88.
88. 90.
89.
Oh! Oh! Who wins?
4 in a row for Charlie.
Yeah!
39-38.
Oh, yeah, not taking it seriously.
Bang!
What a game, though, Charlie. What an end to the game.
You know, what a brilliant game. Absolutely fantastic. I'm pleased I could fake it so I could make it exciting.
Yeah, well done. Archie in Durham says, looks like Charlie's breakfast was accompanied by an hour on Google again this morning. They're not having it, Charlie, for some reason.
They never said it to you, Paul.
For some reason,
they think
the listeners
they can come for me.
I think
they can come for me.
That's very unfair.
Their very unfair.
Well, four in a row. What does that mean to the overall scores?
It means it's Paul 38, Charlie 21.
Wow. And what about since the turn of the year?
It's Charlie 4, Paul 0.
Oh, right, okay.
In the last week, it's 1-0 to you, I think. You're fine. So we'll call it a day there.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Well, there we are. That was this afternoon show as it all unfolded. We'll do it all again tomorrow, myself and Andy. Lots of top guests joining us, building up to the weekend's football, clips of the week and all that. Charlie, you're back on Saturday with Max.
Saturday morning, 9 till 11, all the build-up to the Everton game, of course.
Yeah, Sean Dyche's first game against Arsenal.
In charge, yeah, and we'll have autobiography wars and time difference. Brilliant. All the stuff.
Look forward to it. And you're back with me next Tuesday.
See you Tuesday.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks for listening. If you can join us on one tomorrow, great. If not, podcasts will be available at 4 o'clock.
You've been listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast. Hear the guys every weekday between 1 and 4 p.m. on TalkSport.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.